Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Got a little notification from the Padres pop up during the game yesterday that they had made a move. Padres acquiring outfielder Bryce Johnson. And yes, it is the same Bryce Johnson who played for the Padres last season.
Switch hitter, by the way.
That's right.
Switch hitting Bryce Johnson.
We refused to acknowledge that for a few weeks.
One of our favorite moments from last season. Like, wait, he's a switch hitter? Oh, all right. Makes sense.
They also picked up some cash considerations from the Pittsburgh Pirates in exchange for catcher Brett Sullivan. Booty.
Booty.
Yeah, Booty is going to do his booty calls in Pittsburgh
He's a married man. Calls the game. Kids. He is a new father.
Calls the game. Puts down the signals and calls
his
the game.
His booty calls.
His booty calls. So Brett Sullivan, I guess the Padres feel good
enough
about
booty for Johnson.
About their catching depth at the moment.
Right.
But not so great about their outfield depth, especially a guy who can play center field and bat from the right side of the plate, as well as the left side
also,
of the plate.
He's what you call in the business. Here's what we'll do. We'll have him hit from both sides. We'll call him a switch hitter.
Now, will he be joining the roster immediately? I have no idea if he's going to be in Houston for the trip, if he's going to be starting out there, if Tyler Wade earned himself another start with his performance yesterday. This all probably went down before saw what Tyler Wade did in that game yesterday.
All right, so who's sweating right now? Somebody's got to go, because Brett Sullivan's not on the 26-man roster.
I think it was interesting to note yesterday that even though the Padres were facing a left-handed starter in Matthew Boyd, that Yuli Gurriel did not play yesterday.
Now, he's a little longer in the tooth. Could have just been a day off for Yuli.
He has a lot of days off when they face right-handed pitchers already. And the fact that he wasn't in there against a lefty, which is the only skill that he's being asked to bring to the table, is you are going to bat against left-handed pitching for us as a right-handed hitter, but he's hitting just over 100. My guess would be if someone's feeling nervous about a roster spot, that would be the first place that I'd go.
Now, our boy David Jay says he's not on the 40-man roster.
He's not.
Bryce Johnson.
No, but if you DFA Yuli,
he's been assigned to El Paso.
Yes,
he says.
Okay. But he could be brought up if they DFA'd a player,
right,
and added both to the 40-man and 26-man if that player was on both, as is the case with Yuli Gurriel. I'm not saying they will. I'm just saying it was interesting that he wasn't in the lineup. Padres went with Connor Joe at first base, and then Oscar Gonzalez in left field, and of course Tyler Wade in center field for the game yesterday.
A.K.A. Ken Griffey Jr. Jr. Tyler Wade after his performance yesterday.
Now, based on Schilt saying, you know, it was only going to be either Hayward or Wade out there in center, one of those righties had to sit.
Yeah.
You can't play Gurriel, Gonzalez, and Connor Joe all at the same time. You don't have positions for all three. So one of them had to sit, right?
Yeah. Well,
I mean, especially with Arraez serving as the DH.
Of course.
Which you wanted to get his bat in the lineup.
I mean, when I saw the move, I thought, oh, okay. I mean, this makes sense. A guy that can play center field. Like, that's what you're looking for right now. Switch hitter. You know, if you like Tyler Wade out there against a right-hander every now and then, great. No problem. But, yeah, I mean, look, Bryce Johnson's not a huge needle mover. He is a placeholder for when Jackson Merrill comes back. And I didn't read too much into it and think, oh, God, Jackson's not going to be back for months now. Bryce Johnson's going to be our starting center fielder.
You saw him on the field yesterday. Yeah. He was doing a little bit of, like...
Dribbling.
Yeah, dribbling.
Yeah,
some dribbling. We talked about it yesterday.
Yeah.
Like a little fast stepping, not quite running or jogging, but was out there and moving. So he's not, you know, in a wheelchair or anything. You know, it looks like Jackson Merrill will be back. Probably not tomorrow, but, you know, within the next week or... You know, so I would expect Jackson Merrill to be back off the injured list, and then it's a moot point. But clearly the Padres felt a little uncomfortable about their outfield depth to make that move.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. No big deal.
No big deal.
No big deal. Nothing to get worked up about.
But, you know,
either way,
we bring up things the Padres do on this show, and that was something they did yesterday.
Bryce Johnson can run, too. You know, he's a speed and defense guy. Not going to light the world up at the dish, certainly, but, again, can get a bunt down, do all the things that Schilty needs him to do, and play pretty good defense doing it. So, absolutely fine with it. Brett Sullivan, good luck in Pittsburgh. Nice guy. Interviewed him last year. Great dude. Wish him very well.
I do. This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Staples. Your local Staples has hot deals and super low prices throughout the store on everything for your business. And right now at Staples, save up to $250 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends June 14th. Plus, save even more with the Easy Rewards program at Staples. So I know it's much too early in the season for really like standings checks every single day.
I look at it every single day.
But I do go to ESPN. It's fun to see the Padres on top of the standings. And then you can organize them by division, and then you can organize them by league, and you can also organize them just overall. Have a list of all 30 teams in Major League Baseball by record and winning percentage. And if you do that, you'll find that the best record in baseball, of course, belongs to the San Diego Padres, 15-4. The second best record in baseball right now belongs to the San Francisco Giants. They're 13-5. The third best record in baseball right now belongs to the Los Angeles Dodgers, 14-6. And the fourth best record in baseball at 11-7 belongs to the Arizona Diamondbacks, along with a few other teams who are also 11-7. But right now, and I don't know if this has ever happened like this far into a season, that the four teams with the best records in baseball all play in the same division.
Crazy.
It is mathematically very crazy for that to happen.
I don't look at it either as like a woe is me. You know what I mean? Like, of course, I just haven't felt that this year of like, of course, we're off to our best start ever. And then there's the Giants and there's the Dodgers. And
I absolutely feel that.
Do you? Mine's more.
How can you not?
I'll tell you.
This is the year where everyone in the MLS is doing this well.
But I'm not fully on the other side either. I'm not fully on the other side of, oh, I love this for baseball, man. This is badass. I love four guys just eating each, you know, four teams just eating each. I'm not there. I'm just kind of in the middle, really letting myself enjoy this 15-4 start. That's kind of where I'm at. You know, watch the game, put the Dodgers game on last night, and it was home run derby. And Shohei goes deep. Freddie Freeman goes deep, just hit these tanks off Herman Marquez, and it's 7-1 when you look up. And I'm like, all right, well, I'm not watching home run derby tonight. So I turned it off. Then I looked at my phone like 20 minutes later, and it was 7-6. And I'm like, what in the world is going on with Bobby Miller? But, you know, woke up this morning to see the Dodgers did end up clinging to a one-run lead. And look, there's holes on all these teams. Each of these teams has holes. Who is going to be the one that falters and crumbles and goes away? Don't know yet. Hope it's not us. But I'm really just letting myself enjoy this 15-4 start. I'm not playing the crying game because they're also playing well.
I'm not going to cry. I mean, but I would say, like, if the Padres were in the AL Central right now,
yeah, you're
pretty much right there. Take it to the playoffs. But because they're in the NL West, they're one bad week out of fourth place at the moment.
Yeah.
You know, because that's
true. I mean, that's only the nature of the beast.
They're only 3.5 games up on fourth place right now. If they were in the AL Central, they'd be 5 games up on everybody. I mean, almost like running away with it early in the year. But you're not going to run away with this division.
You're just not.
We knew that at the
beginning. The Dodgers are also one bad week away from being in fourth or fifth place.
Now, if there's one team that's probably more worried than any of the four, it's got to be the Dodgers at this point. Because they were supposed to be going to cruise this season.
We legitimately said on this radio program, you said it and I agreed, that you did not think the Dodgers would be spend a day out of first place this year. And I agreed with you.
And they spent weeks now out of first place.
I thought that they would run the table leading the West, you know, and who knows, you know, once you get to the playoffs, it's anybody's ball game. But I agreed with you fully. I was like, I'm massively surprised.
But even when they, you know, first fell out of, you know, first place, I still expected all season long, eventually the Dodgers will pull away. And I don't know that that's the case anymore. Because even if not all the Padres, Giants, and Diamondbacks can keep up this good pace, odds are now likely that at least one or maybe a couple of them are going to, which means things will not be quite as simple for the Dodgers as we anticipated. Nothing changes for the Padres, Giants, or Diamondbacks. They always knew they were going to be in a dogfight going into this year.
Yeah, those three.
Teams, they all thought, all right, even if we play well, we know we're probably not winning the division. We're battling all year long for a wild card. Every game is hugely important. The Dodgers, whether they admit it or not, they probably went into the season going, we don't really need to worry about any other teams. We're just going to worry about ourselves, which is never a bad thing to do, to worry about yourselves. But they can't completely ignore the NL West now. They know that there's going to be some teams that are hanging with them, you know, during the course of this season. They're not all going away. Maybe none of them are going away.
Yeah.
Because they all look like good teams. The Diamondbacks are a good team. The Giants, we haven't seen them yet. We're going to see them in about a week and a half at Petco Park.
Man, I've watched a little bit.
Seem like they're a pretty good team.
I did a jumped on a podcast yesterday with this guy, Javi. It's called Locked On Padres. Good kid. He lives on the East Coast. You did it like 5 years ago. It was so long ago when he was just starting out. And I jumped on there with him yesterday, and we talked about the Giants a little bit. I think it's going to drop today. And we talked about Bob Melvin and when Bob Melvin was here. And we talked about Buster Posey taking over for the Giants. And I talked to some other people in baseball, and they said, this is such a good move. And I said, why? Why is this such a good move? You know, former player coming in, trying to change the culture there in San Francisco. Obviously, Buster Posey was instrumental in helping them change the culture when he was a player there, and they won a bunch of World Series with him as kind of the leader and the captain of the team. And I said, it's probably what, like, Bob Melvin had a, let's be honest, he had a problem taking instruction from A.J. Preller. That's well documented. Probably doesn't have a problem taking instruction from Buster Posey. And Buster Posey comes in immediately. Farhan Zaidi, brilliant baseball mind. Rehired by the Dodgers, like he's a brilliant baseball mind. Bob Melvin, Farhan was like Bob Melvin Preller. Now you got a baseball guy in there, and for whatever reason, he's got these guys believing in themselves. They are not the most talented roster of the four. They're not the most talented pitching staff of the four. But
they
are
with Billy Bean too, right?
Yeah.
That's when he was in Oakland. So like, yeah, he's definitely that you played the game. I can work with you easier, right?
At least history kind of dictates that, you know?
I mean, you know, we're making some...
That mentality exists. I'm not necessarily
saying... We're making some generalizations from what we've seen the results-wise, but it does make some sense.
It definitely makes... And this is what people some people in baseball told me, like, this is just a better fit for Bob, having Buster in there. Yeah. And you know,
and Billy Bean was a very analytical guy.
Oh, yeah.
But he's a guy who played the game.
That's right.
You've never seen a GM that was a player.
You always talk to players like this, man? You never saw a GM that was a player. So good. But no, they're a scary team for that reason. In their belief, their culture. They never, as an organization, they never stay down too long. They really don't. They are that kind of gravedigger popping up out of the coffin going, oh, man, they're back and they're going to make some noise. We keep talking about litmus tests. Well, we just passed a litmus test at home against the Chicago Cubs, right? We passed that test. Going to be another one when we face the Giants, Ben. Going to be another huge litmus test for the San Diego Padres because that is a division rival. You want to win those games, man. And it's going to be really, really interesting to see who's the team of the four that peters out eventually. I hope it's not us.
Got Don't Do This coming up next. In our Do This moment, it is a story we hear many times throughout the course of the season, but always one of Woods' favorites. And this one, I think, took it to the next level. So we'll get to that coming up next. Take a quick time out. Kelly's Traffic coming up here with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. First, though, I'm going to tell you about SDFatLoss.com. Summer is approaching. Good weather means shorts, T-shirts, bathing suits, going to the pool, going to the beach. You want to look your best. You want to feel your best. And you can do that by starting right now. Just jump into it. Make the call or go to the website, SDFatLoss.com. Schedule your free consultation to find out how their program works. I went through the program. I lost 40 pounds in 60 days. Your results should be about the same, up to a pound of fat per day and 10 to 20% of your body weight in just 60 days by eating real foods, stuff from the grocery store, steak, chicken, fish, veggies. You prepare them, you eat them, you stick with it for a couple of months, new you on the other end. And because you're eating real foods, and this is the key, it's sustainable. So you're not just jumping off a bunch of bars and mixes and shakes at the end. You're just going to keep eating real foods. It's so much easier to keep that going afterwards. I've kept all the weight off for a year and a half. I think you can do it as well. So set up the free consultation. Talk to their counselors. It's a doctor-developed, easy-to-follow program at SDFatLoss.com. So many Tier 1s out there have lost so much weight, thousands of pounds. San Diego, I'm proud of you. Join the growing army of people who have lost so much weight with SDFatLoss.com. That's SDFatLoss.com. Results may vary.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words. I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Don't Do This is brought to you by Trust and Will.
Don't.
Leave your entire estate, house, kids, and life savings up to chance if and when you die.
Do.
Set up a Trust or Will online at trustandwill.com.
This
is a lot more affordable than you think. Visit trustandwill.com for more info. I'll start a sad story out of Alabama yesterday where two boats collided during a fishing tournament, killing three people. Not just any fishing tournament. This was Major League Fishing. Big tournament, $115,000 top prize. Second day of the event, officials with the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency say a bass fishing boat, which is kind of one of those pointy metal, you know, ones you see on the trailers, collided with a center console type vessel, which is another kind of smaller boat with a console in the middle so you can walk around and fish off the sides. And the three people on that center console boat were killed. One of them instantly, two of them drowned after they were thrown overboard. They're investigating. They don't have all the details yet, but it sounds like the bass boat was like driving fast and just plowed right into this. Didn't see where it was going and plowed right into these other three guys that were all killed, which is just heartbreaking. The statement, Kathy Fennell from Major League Fishing: this is a heartbreaking moment for our entire organization. Our deepest condolences go out to the families and friends of those affected by this tragedy, and they canceled the rest of the competition.
Jeez, man. It's pretty scary on the water. It is. It can be really scary riding around on a boat, you know, jet ski, whatever. You really got to keep your head on a swivel out there. It can get dangerous, man. That sucks. That's
boating safety is nothing to take lightly.
Lightly, for sure. Well, you spent a lot of time on the golf course, Benjamin. Have you ever seen a fight on the golf course, a brawl or a fight, people getting mad at each other? Like groups, like separate
almost groups. At I believe our second annual-ish Ben and Woods Open. Mm-hmm. I think it was close to one, I think. But no, I've never actually seen it.
Have you not? Like
I've seen arguments. Yes. I've seen certainly a group hits into the group, and then the guys yell back, and you know, like, "Hey, watch what you're doing, pay attention." I've seen anger, but never an actual physical brawl.
This one in British Columbia, guys were out there. It was a Monday night golf league. They say night, but it's dusk.
Canada,
yeah, in Canada,
is it the nicest brawl of all time?
No, this one was actually like one of the most hardcore golf brawls that you will see. Witnesses say slow play was the cause of the altercation. Blue shirt group hit into slower group, which led to one man suffering a broken jaw. There were shirts removed. It was a full-scale brawl. Like, it's on video. It's incredible video.
Where was this again?
In British Columbia.
Right. Not at Augusta National.
Not at Augusta National. No, that they would be executed on the spot. If that happened. But one guy broke his jaw. Like, it got into a full-scale brawl over golf. And I do think slow play should be punished. Not necessarily with a broken jaw, but slow play should be punished. But here's what you can't do.
Just give me a second.
Rate of play.
Killing us, guys. Yeah. What you can't do is this. These guys are playing so slow. Watch this. I'm just going to slam one into them. Like, that's the petulance of golfers.
I'm one of them, but I am like, I'll wait.
Solution, though. I mean, what they'd probably tell you to do at the course is alert the marshal.
Right.
Who will then...
You have to tattle.
Tell them. But then you have to be the tattler.
Then you're the tattletale.
Which doesn't feel good either. Like, you want to be able to handle things on your own. But otherwise, then you're driving up to them and, what are you, just driving up and telling them, hey, you guys are playing really slow. Speed it up or let us through. That's pretty aggressive as well. If someone drives up behind you in the cart accusing you of slow play, and that's going to escalate the situation as well.
There's
not a lot of good ways to handle it when a group in front of you. It's usually you're just stewing behind them.
You're stewing behind them.
You're getting madder and madder.
Your round is essentially ruined. You've wasted your money. Let's be honest. You were probably going to shoot a 110 anyway. Now you're going to shoot a 117. Anybody that's ever played golf with me, when we used to do the twice a week bogey brotherhood, if I was there in the group, we were playing slow. Not because of me, but because of who was inevitably in front of me. My life is Curb Your Enthusiasm. Everywhere I go, it was four people that have never played golf before. It's their first round ever, and they had no idea of etiquette, and I would just be seething.
You would like pace. Just pace.
But I wouldn't hit into them. I'd be like, hey, watch this. You could kill someone with a golf ball, right?
Yeah.
So you just sit and rot and wear it out. You know, you just wear it, and it's the worst.
You know, in Germany, they have a law. It's called the Platzreife, and you have to pass a test before you are allowed on the golf course.
That's maybe the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, you need a license. You have to take a 5-day course at least that involves training, get your license, and then you have to pass a series of playing ability rules, whatever tests before you can officially
like before each
be
round.
Allowed. No, just once.
Just
like,
once,
like a driver's
license.
What's it
called? The Platzreife.
The Platzreife.
Great.
And then once you've got your Platzreife, you can actually play on a golf course in Germany.
Do you have any sample questions or anything?
There's a written test and a hands-on test.
Oh my
God. Hands-on test takes you onto the golf course. You got to prove your driving, putting, and chipping skills. Then you join a pro to play 18 holes. You got to be able to break 108. So it's not like you have to be the best golfer in the world.
Yeah.
But you can't just be out there shooting 125. The written test checks your proficiency on rules and etiquette.
Wow.
If you miss 6 questions out of the 30, you failed. And it's all in German. So if you're like an American, you want to play golf in German,
you have to
learn German as well.
And get your Platzreife.
And get your Platzreife.
I had no idea. I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
It's actually one of the more brilliant ideas that I've heard. It really will weed out to the casuals. Because if a guy's like, I think I'd like to get into golf. Oh, but I have to pass the Platzreife? Never mind. I'll go play pickleball now. I'll go play anything but golf. That is amazing.
KG says, Ben can cite a German golf law, but can't name someone who he sees every day at work.
Janine says, let's make an already insanely expensive sport more expensive. My counterpoint to that, Janine, is yes, it is expensive. But you feel like it's money well spent if you go out, and you don't score well, but you still have a good time and you're moving through the course. When you spend $100 on a round and you're sitting and it's 8 hours because the people in front of you don't know what they're doing, that's excruciating.
Sounds like in Germany, they want you well trained for things. But once you are... They let you go. Like, you get your driver's license, they let you drive as fast as you want.
Here's
the
Autobahn.
Like,
have a ball.
Hey, we know you're good at it because our standards are quite rigorous before we let you do anything here.
I kind of like this. I kind of like this a lot.
Yeah.
Platzreife.
The Platzreife. All right, finally, doo-doo this. I know you love these stories.
DD mega doo-doo.
And we see them all the time. It's tradition when a major leaguer is down on a minor league rehab assignment that they get a spread.
I love the spread.
For their teammates in the clubhouse. But Liam Hendricks... who is now with the Red Sox and on rehab assignment, took it to the next level. Gotta love Liam Hendricks. So he is playing for the AA Portland Sea Dogs, and they were on the road facing the Hartford Yard Goats. Not only did he get a food truck to take care of his own guys on his team, but he also said, hey, everybody on the Yard Goats, the other team, plus everyone who works at Duncan Park for the Yard Goats, their front office, their staff, their employees, all on me.
Class move.
Very classy move by Liam Hendricks. Said it still only cost him about $3,000, which for a major leaguer, like...
But for a minor leaguer, it's just the best.
Like the days of probably 100 people yesterday.
That's so great, dude. God, I love those stories. I absolutely love those stories. I can't get enough of them. I need as many. I need a book full of these stories. That's what I want. I want a book.
I want AJ Preller to acquire Liam Hendricks
just for the bit.
Just to have him on the team.
He's such a great.
I know
dude.
He's been hurt a lot recently, but yeah. Seems like a real cool dude. And that is Don't and Do This for a Thursday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
New time slot for in-season Sammy. He's going to be joining us Thursdays. He is coming up next. Somehow we have managed to wrangle away Sammy's only off day in a long time today. Get him working on
our
day.
Poor kid. Sorry,
he otherwise
Sammy.
Otherwise would be Jeez. Off, but he is going to join us in our next segment.
We did buy him an air fryer, though.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, for his whole, this what Thursday. Is it called? Housewarming.
Yeah, housewarming
yeah.
gift.
Yeah. Speaking of homes, if you're a homeowner and you're a little bit underwater financially, how about calling Loan Pronto today? If you're looking to get cash out of your home's equity, maybe you want to refi out of a high rate or do the home improvement project that you've kicked around for a while, Loan Pronto can make it happen in a matter of days. Take advantage of this opportunity. Get tens or even hundreds of thousands out of your home's equity. That's your equity. You've earned it. Pay off all your credit cards. Pay off your car loans. Average homeowner now cutting their monthly bills by about $1,000. So you can get all the details you need at loanpronto.com. Just check it out. Inflation, higher costs put a lot of people in stressful financial situations these days. But again, if you do own your home, there's a way out. Loan Pronto has multiple options that can help you get the financial freedom that you deserve. Most homeowners get their cash in less than 2 weeks. Most don't even need an appraisal. Do the smart thing. Stop paying insane rates on your credit cards. Wipe them out. Get a lower mortgage rate, save some money, get some money for that home improvement project. All starts by getting in contact with the experts at Loan Pronto. Go to loanpronto.com today or call 619-207-4336, Oregon. Loanpronto.com, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 1661781, subject to lender approval, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Wondering what's in that air fryer right now.
So hash browns.
Hash browns at the moment. We'll find out in season Sammy.
Hot pockets? I doubt it.
Owner
Very
of
much.
An air fryer is yeah. going to join yeah. us.
Sammy's eating a hot pocket.
Right. Or hash browns. 7:30
in the morning.
Can you put a Pop-Tart in an air fryer?
You can. You
yeah,
can.
I don't
yeah.
think so.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, we'll find out coming up after a check of traffic with Kelly here on 97.3 The Fan. Sorry, I'm Venmoing Woodsy for the half of the price of Sammy's air fryer, which we reimbursed him for after he bought it himself, and we promised we'd get him for it. So
a lot of money changing hands in it. Thank you, buddy.
Your reimbursement.
Appreciate
Sammy,
it.
What have you made in your air fryer
yeah,
so far?
Yeah, tell us all about it, buddy.
I'm debating whether giving you the real answer or making something up. The truth is, you spoke to me on Friday, right?
Yes.
So the Padres have been home every single night since the last time we spoke. I have not made a single thing yet in the air fryer. In fact, I have not even done the pre-use cleaning of the baskets. So that is on the to-do list today. And hopefully tonight I'll use the air fryer for the first time. But this is a good opportunity to the great tier ones and our thousands, millions of listeners
Billions.
Here on 97.3 The Fan. Yeah, hit me up with your air fryer ideas and recipes. You know where to find me on the social medias. And I welcome your ideas as somebody who has never owned an air fryer before. But the real honest answer is it has not yet been touched since the last time we spoke.
Wasting counter space as we speak. Jocelyn says air fry the Costco rotisserie chicken to make the skin crispy. You're welcome.
Ooh.
Okay.
So first idea right
Costco
there.
Costco membership
Sam.
First, but yes.
You can use fry mine it. That I pay double for every year and
they
never
actually
use.
Scan them now on
entry. It can pass for me. Sammy can pass.
Really?
Fake ID. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, who's insulted here? Me or Sammy? Who should be more insulted?
You just are two very different looking people.
You put a ball cap on. It's the grainy picture. You can barely tell. I'll see if I can find my card. My executive platinum. I literally go once a year.
I know. Maybe. It's not that you. I mean, it's not that he doesn't deserve it.
You're telling me Sammy couldn't pass for that guy? Oh my God!
Sorry.
Butterfingers.
Can I show this? Or
sure, you can show it.
Or I'll hide your number, but let's see.
Put that hat on.
Yeah
it's blurry.
Maybe
he could pass for me. I was a little chubbier then, Sammy. Not saying you
doesn't
are.
Look like Sammy at all.
They're not gonna. What are they going to do? Throw you in jail? Be like, oh, this is my...
Revoke your membership.
This is my roommate's
You're out
car.
Your 50 bucks or whatever. Executive, even more.
All right, Sammy, I pay like whatever. I'll sell you mine for half price. How about that? Wheel and okay. I never go. I always want to go, but I never
do. I've always wanted to get a membership and enjoy some of the benefits and the gas and things like that.
Yeah.
But the truth is, I mean, I live on my own. I don't have a ton of storage space, so I don't need the large toilet paper thing. I don't need bulk of anything. Quite frankly, I don't have space to really put it.
I think you'll pay for it, though. Here. I would say
once
within 3 months. Yeah. I mean,
I go every week.
There's items that aren't so large, or there's items that stay fresh. That I mean, I think you'll find it fairly useful if you go and check it out. That's okay. My 2 cents.
But he's been such a busy beaver with these San Diego Padres, Sam.
Yes.
They're keeping us all. I mean, look, like I'll be completely honest with you. I'm kind of out of things to say about this team right now. I really am. Like, there's only so many days you can come in here, and which I love. I will take this again for 162. It's hard to come in every day and be like, what's a new spin that I can put on, you know, these guys grinding out wins at Petco Park and losing only one time at home since the season started. It's getting difficult. I feel for kind of the beat writers right now. There's no drama. There's no, you know, nobody's on the ropes right now. It's just like every day, like, oh, grinded out another dub.
Yeah, I think it is at least through 19 games, there just isn't much to really complain about, which is a wonderful feeling as a baseball fan. I think we all understand over the course of 162, there will be twists and turns to this thing. They're probably not going to win 15 out of every 19 games the rest of the season. But you're right, Woodsy. I mean, as we talk on this Thursday morning, what do you point to that hasn't been good? And I think the one thing you could have looked at on the road trip was the starting pitching when you had those shaky starts by Pivetta and Hart and Randy Vasquez. But after that road trip, even the starting pitching has been terrific. Kyle Hart coming off a great outing, his last time out against the Rockies. He'll start tomorrow in Houston. That'll be interesting for him tomorrow to see how he follows up a really good outing and faces what is a good Astros team on the road. Obviously, if you take out that start for Nick Pivetta in Chicago, he has been sensational so far. So you can look at the starting pitching now, which for the most part has been really good. The offense continues to produce. If you want to get really picky and, you know, get on him for not executing on Tuesday night in the extra inning game, fine, that's going to happen. The Cubs were even worse that day. They just happened to get, you know, one more hit in the extra inning. And then obviously the bullpen guys continues to just be great. I mean, top to bottom, even in the loss on Tuesday, they were outstanding and they were great yesterday once again. So Woodsy, I'm with you. There's not much to complain about, which is a good feeling as a baseball fan. I think we all understand this is a long season. I think the guys in there talking to them this past week, they understand that as well. But to this point, you got to feel pretty good.
I see complaints. I see them. I still see complaints. They don't bother me right now like they usually do. Because I think it, you know, and I do subscribe to the, hey, well, you can always improve, right? Well, you're the best in the world. You're the best. You have the best record in baseball, but you can still improve. And I don't get the sense that this team and AJ Preller and the management here is like 15-4. That's what we were shooting for. We're good. No, I don't get that sense at all. And I think there are some things that you could do to improve your team. And I think they will. It's not getting to me like it usually does because, well, at the end of the day, the results are the most important thing. And they've won 15 out of 19 games. It's tough to complain.
Yeah, I mean, look, you can even just go by the numbers. And I think one of the things that's really interesting about their offense is that they're not relying on the home runs. It's not right. like they've had a ton of power. I mean, other than Fernando having six already, Manny's only got two. Xander Bogaerts doesn't have any. They're missing Jake. They're missing Jackson Merrill. But just some basic offensive numbers. They're ranked second in batting average at .274, .348 on base percentage, ranked second as well, top five in stolen bases. Again, it's not just, I think, the wins. I mean, winning 15 out of 19 to begin the year is terrific. Going 12-1 at home is terrific. That speaks for itself. But the fact that they're doing it without a ton of power, and also the fact that they're playing this just good style of baseball and seemingly have picked up right from where they left off last year. I mean, it's a word, and I've said this to you guys before. We talked about it a lot when I was in Peoria. That word continuity, like you really feel they've picked up right where they left off from the second half of the regular season last year, not just from the winning, but the style of play and kind of the vibe of it all. And we sort of wondered if they would be able to do that. And to me, it's been an even better version of who they were in the second half last year. And especially offensively, they've looked so similar that I think it inspires a lot of confidence that this is not a fluke of a start, that it's a real start. Even if you're probably not going to go 15-4 every 19 games, but I think it's very promising for what this team can be, no doubt.
I think there's one thing that I can at least point at, and you pointed out, because I was listening to your Eco Water SoCal Padres pregame show yesterday. Padres are now 11-0 against right-handed starters, and they're 4-4 mm-hmm. against lefties. But they didn't hit Matthew Boyd yesterday, really, either. They had the two-run rally, and that was it, and that was an infield single, and, you know, a single through the hole by Manny. They're not hitting lefties very well. Now, is that going to tank their season? I don't know, but you pointed it out. I don't know if it was setting the table or what to watch for or the keys to the game yeah. or what the difference in any of those segments really
one,
is,
one of
Sammy.
My many segments. I twist information to yeah. somehow fit in. Yes.
You're an artist.
You had numbers, though. Like the average against righties was like 300, and then against lefty yeah. starters was only like 240. I mean, they're not hitting lefties. And by the way, when Jackson Merrill and Jake Cronenworth get back, helps a little, but they're both lefties. They're not going to hit as well. So there's no real solution to that problem, you know, on the horizon either.
I would say it's something to note. I'd say it's very small sample size. Jesse and I talked about it in the pregame yesterday as well. I think it is a small sample size, something to note, the fact that it's been such a discrepancy between righties and lefties. And it is a little weird for a team that entered yesterday 14-4. They were 3-4 when facing a left-handed starter. And you're right, Ben, it's without Merrill. It's without Cronenworth in the lineup. So I don't know how much to make of it yet. It's so early, and they've been so good offensively in general. But I do think it is something to note with the left-handed starters. And if you remember, if I recall correctly, there was a pretty good span of last year in the first half where, there were, my YouTube might have just went down. I'm sorry.
We hear you. You're frozen and perfect.
I did not realize how low the battery was. I apologize to the YouTube viewers. My goodness. What a first Thursday.
Hey, listen. It's an off day for you.
How embarrassing. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, small sample size, and I wouldn't worry about it yet. But you're right, Ben. It is something I pointed out yesterday. It's just a little thing to watch and monitor for the time being. But, hey, even though they didn't really hit Matthew Boyd a ton yesterday, you know, again, you know, I thought there was an article this morning from Kevin Acey that pointed it out, and I talked about it post-game, and certainly Mike Schilt talked about it post-game yesterday. The thing about yesterday that was impressive, just to take the question in a different direction, they did something that they don't typically do, which is walk a lot. They had 7 walks yesterday. 3 of them led to runs scored. And again, it's just a part of this offensive approach that is generally impressive. They don't look for walks, but when they get them, they'll take them, and they can score runs that way. And yesterday, they did a really good job taking advantage of the walks.
Very impressive, and watching them take advantage of really every mistake seemingly the Cubs made. And a lot, you know, look, you can't deny, Sammy, that through 19 games, Padres have caught a lot of breaks, and I mean a lot of breaks. But
are they creating breaks?
Are they creating breaks? I think, and I do think you create your own luck sometimes, but. You know, Michael Bush has made, you know, I brought it up yesterday, made some great diving stops, couldn't get the handle on it. And the Padres hustling every, Tyler Wade hauling ass from first to second, beating that throw in yesterday, like, they're grinding. Elias Diaz going first to third yesterday, just huffing and puffing his way around and ended up scoring a run. Like, they're doing those little things that Schilte always talks about, winning on the margins. And again, you can't, we've said it a billion times, the brand of baseball they're playing is,
yeah,
is real. And it's the brand of baseball they're playing is also very sustainable, Sammy. Like, if they were relying on the home run, if, you know, Manny had eight pops right now and Fernando had seven and Xander had five and, you know, Merrill had seven, that probably isn't going to hold up, right? It's not going to hold up. This is a brand of baseball that you can play for 162. Not always going to win, but you can play this brand every single night.
Yeah, and shout out to Paulie who got me back on YouTube. Now I'm on my phone. Hello to everybody on the YouTube stream. Look, I think the winning on the margins thing, Woodsy, is such an interesting thing and good way to put it. And it's something, I'll make 2 points about it. It's something that we heard about Mike Schilte before even last year, right? When you talk to people about Mike Schilte, people talked about that this guy was a very fundamentally sound manager. He was a guy that was going to preach on fundamentals, a guy that was going to preach on winning on the margins, and they have played that way. They really have. Those things you heard about Mike Schilte before he got hired, before 2024, to me, those things have played out in a really, really truthful way. I mean, it has felt like that. It's looked like that. Even if you heard Mike talk yesterday about the tags, right? Xander Bogaerts makes that tag on the good throw by Elias Diaz. It was a good play on both ends to get the tag down and obviously a good throw by Elias. But even hearing them talk about something so fine as working on their tags, again, it's those little things winning on the margins that they continue to do the early part of the season. And you couple that with a really good offense and a rotation that has looked really, really good as of late and a bullpen, which has been elite. And Woodsy, that's the recipe for a really good baseball team, right? And it's no wonder why you're sitting at 15-4. So it's been impressive. Again, you know, we could talk in circles kind of about how good they've been, and there's not a whole lot to really focus on as far as anything bad. So yeah, it's a mix of impressive stuff, talent, and I think a real attention to detail and fundamentals in the finer parts of the game, which has been so fun to watch.
Sammy, thank you for joining us. Enjoy your day off and day and a half, really, until tomorrow's Eco Water SoCal pregame show, I think at 4:10 for the game against the Houston Astros.
All right, guys. Thanks so much. Sorry about the YouTube snafu.
No worries.
Get it dialed in next Thursday.
Enjoy your air fryer today. All right?
All right. I'll try.
All right, buddy.
Send the recipes, everybody.
Sam Levitt. There he is. I'm sure he'll get lots of recipes.
Sammy out here welcoming recommendations. I can't even wrap my head around it.
I know.
I can't. I can't wrap my head around it. Well, he's welcome.
You get asked for all kinds of recommendations.
I can't wrap my head about asking for more.
I want to bring up what he said at the end about Mike Schilte being a fundamentally sound manager, because I think I've had to change what I think that means on the big league level. Forget what your little league coach told you. Mike Schilte doesn't care if they use two hands to catch a pop-up. Do what you want, you know, make the play. Yeah. That's not what he's talking about. Mike Schilte's fundamentals go like beyond, like way, like in the next level of what he's talking about. And he calls it winning on the margins sometimes, but it's the little tiny things. You mentioned it, just like Elias Diaz getting a great read on a ball that allows him to go first to third when most catchers are going to be satisfied playing station to station baseball, taking every inch that the opposing team gives you over the course of the game. And well, many games it won't matter at all.
Yeah.
You were going to win 9-1, yeah, or you're going to lose 6-2, and that extra base you took didn't matter in the slightest. But every once in a while, in a 2-1 game or a 3-2 game or a 4-2 game like yesterday, those plays do end up mattering. And if you can just flip three or four losses into wins over the course of the season,
it's
that can
big.
Actually make a huge difference at the end of the year. And that's what Mike Schilte really means when he talks about winning on the margins and his brand of fundamental baseball, yep, that San Diego Padres have really been playing now for the really better part of over a year.
He doesn't make them do the alligator hand like I do with my T-baller.
No.
He doesn't?
No.
Zan, I'm going to need to get that hand up over the glove. I love it.
That's what good teams do.
That's right.
They do. I mean, They already do that. You get to the big leagues, you already do that. It's the little stuff that Mike Schilt thinks can make a difference here and there.
Okay, now, butt down, hands out, alligator. Here we go. Alligator. Alligator. Let's go. Alligator.
Will Myers in on this team.
You go all the way to the ground and then come up.
Yeah, ground up.
Ball.
Ground up ground is up. Huge. Ground up is massive. Stay on your feet, T-ballers. Let's not dogpile our friends. Stay away from your friends. Give each other some space. You don't see Manny and Xander both going after the same ball and diving on top of each other like you will see at field
Sometimes
four.
Sometimes you see Luis Arraez and Jake Woodward.
That's true. That's true. Baseball ready, everybody. Baseball ready. What if Schilt was at the top purge? Baseball ready! It's incredible. He'd make it one half of a game before they kicked his ass out of the dugout.
Yeah. Remember all the Little League chants during the game?
Oh, my God.
Hey, hey, hey. We want to hit just a little hit.
Oh, my God, Pauly.
We had a good broadcast on TV yesterday. We'll get to that coming up next.